Okay. So today we're going to turn to a new aspect of the sugya, the Gemara in Shabbos daf Samach Zayin of Aleph onto Amud Beis, talks about certain things that people used to wear or carry on, and the question is, could you carry them on Shabbos? Like Beitzah Sachargol, the eggs of locusts and other such remedies, fox teeth. And the Gemara says that is it usher because of Darkei Amori? The Gemara says no. Kol sheyesh bo mishum refuah, ein bo mishum Darkei Ha'amori. That's what the Gemara says. And the question is, well, then the Gemara asks, 1 second, but we find, for example, that a tree that was losing its peiros, so they would put a sikra on it. That's not really a refuah. And the Gemara answers, right, sakra b'sikra ma refuah ka'avid. And the Gemara answers, ki heichi delech zeh inshi v'libay alei rachmei. That's actually wouldn't be alt refuah. That's so people will have rachmanis and daven on your tree. Okay. So the big question is going to be, what type of medical treatments are going to be mutter? And the truth is, there are many potential issues. Sometimes avodah zara, kishuf, michush, lo sa'oninu. Our focus is going to be the issue of chukos lo, because that's our sugya, but we'll hopefully consider it from all angles to some degree. So the Rashba has a long tshuva on this that you saw, several tshuvas, but one particularly long tshuva. It's a tremendous tshuva. You see the godless of the Rashba. He like goes through the sugya. He probably quotes like 200 gemaras. Absolute, mastery on Shas. And you also see the tremendous anava of the Rashba, throughout the sugya. Throughout the tshuva, he keeps on telling you, I'm so navach about this, I don't really understand. I'm going to do my best to try to give you an answer, even though I myself am very unsure about a lot of these things. And if the Rashba was unsure about these matters, so certainly I am. But again, we'll try to follow in the footsteps of the Rashba and do our best, even if we are not sure about a lot of things. So he writes that Hashem put into the Bria two methods by which you can cure diseases. One is natural, and the other one is skuli. We have to define that a little better. Not sure we're actually going to come up with a precise definition, but we'll work on it. But the examples of a shein of a fox is definitely an example of refuah skuli, perhaps. It's what we call modern days alternative medicine. And that's actually why these shilas are very relevant. These types of alternative treatments are becoming more and more popular. And some of them really seem strange, energy healing and all sorts of other things. So that's refuah skuli. There's all sorts of refuels in Chazal, as the Rashba points out, things like incantations and the like. And so what's aser and what's mutter? So what the Gemara is telling us, according to probably most Rishonim, is that refuah is mutter, either type of refuah, whether it's a refuah skuli and whether it's a conventional medicine. So it's okay to wear the fox tooth, even though that's refuah skuli, because kol sheyesh bo mishum refuah, ein bo mishum darkei amori. And it's permissible, not just in terms of refuah. I think you can perhaps be medayik from Tosos and Bava Metzia Chaf Zayin and with Beis, that even to avert a financial loss, it would be mutter. The Gemara over there talks about kis va'arnaki mishum de mesamani. And seemingly, what it's saying is that Tosus asks, "Vim tomer v'aksev loisin nachashu v'yesh lomar." You see, Tosus is more bothered by the nichash issue. V'shili b'me isha minan kol davar sheyesh bo mishum refuah ein bo mishum darkei amori. So over there, there's a concern with, I don't exactly know what it means. You know, if I take your wallet, then I'm going to get your nozzle or something like that. So there, it was a concern for financial loss, but still, just like there's no isser when it's a matter of refuah, here too, you know, so as not to lose money, it would also be okay. Fine. Now, it's also interesting, you know, once, I should say this way, it's clear from Tosus's presentation that the Gemara, the Heter of Kol Sheyesh Bo Mishum Refuah also prevents the violation of Lais Nachashu. We've noted throughout confusion over here, our confusion, my confusion about which Isser we're dealing with, but at least the issue of lo sinachashu is solved also by refuah. So what does that mean? Kol sheyesh bo mishum refuah. What is considered refuah? So Rashi in Shabbos says it means shenireis refuaso. Shenireis refuaso kigon shtias kos v'tichboshas maka. I assume what that means is you can observe its effectiveness. Nireis refuaso. If I observe the effectiveness of this particular therapy, then it's mutter.
When he says yes, kos, he means because that's effective. He's describing the meisa, no?
Yeah, I assume nireis refuaso, I assume, means that when you drink the kos, you get better. Now, obviously, it's also including the shein of a shual. So what is nireis refuaso? I don't know. I mean, that means...
it's not as opposed to an incantation where you
So that's a good point. So Rashi implies that an incantation is a problem. Rashi over there continues. He says, what in Bo Mishum Rifu is Asar Kigon Lachash She Nikr Shehe Mirape. It doesn't look like it should be Mirape. That's what you're pointing out. It sounds like, and the Rishonim all jump on Rashi for that line. Because they say, what do you mean? There's all sorts of incantations throughout Shas that it's very clear that you can't use a pasuk, for example. The Gemara says, if you say, Kol machal asher sanasayim, lo asim alecha, kim yashem rofecha, en lo chelok b'olam haba. It's true, the Gemara over there says that's when you spit. And the problem is because you're saying the same of Hashem, but you're spitting. But if you look at the Rif and the Rambam and the like, they assume it's also even without spitting. So there are certain times that could be because it's a pasuk, as the Rambam explains. There are certain times that incantations might be asur, but there's also, as the Gemara over there says in Shabbos and elsewhere, Chulin, many, many places, as the Rashba points out, there are all sorts of incantations that seem to be mutter, according to the Gemara. Which is why the Rishonim are very troubled by Rashi's implication that incantations are asur, because that's considered a nikarif waso. Rashi elsewhere doesn't give this definition. Rashi in Chulin Ein Zayin Beis writes, Davar sheyesh bo mishum refuah, haynu kigon mashke osam olachash shelochesh al hamaka. So included in yesh bo mishum refuah is lochesh al hamaka. What's davar sheyesh bo mishum refuah? Kushosim zos shalo al hacholi kigon kvura shilya meprashas drachim shezad doma lanichosh. How to resolve this to in Rashi is unclear. There's a Chassam Sofer and Chulin tries to answer it. So Rashi Shita, I guess, is somewhat unclear what he holds. The Rashba, as I said, deals with this extensively, primarily in his Tshuva Chelek Aleph Taf Yod Gimel, as well as in his Chidushim and Shabbos over there and some other Tshuvos. And he writes that certainly if it could be shown to be effective, then it's mutter. And that's why incantations could be mutter. Because what did the Torah say? Shalai asra Torah, ela osam I say tohu shalahem she'en v'hem to'elas. Now, this brings us to a very important question, which we're going to deal with extensively in just a couple of minutes, which is as follows. There are two, we could say, approaches to the metzias of all this. the Rambam, and we'll read the Rambam inside a moment, thinks that none of this stuff it's all bunk. Not only that, but you know, there's nothing to. I guess we should read the Rosh Hashanah Rambam. This is a after going through all sorts of things, he writes the Dvarim. So this includes prohibited things like Kisha, Sholo, Vyadoni, and all these things. Dvarim ha'elu kulan divrei sheker b'chaz of hein. V'hein shehitu b'hen of the Avodah Zarah ha'kadmonim l'gai ha'ratzos k'day shi'inahu achareihem. Ein roi li'Yisrael shein chachamim l'chukamim l'himashech b'haval ha'meil. So these are stupid things, and Jewish people who are smart shouldn't even have a havamina that there's anything to these things. Shenemar ki lo nachash b'Yakov lo kesef b'Yisrael. Shenemar ki agoyim ha'ela asher ata yoresh osam el ma'oninim ve'el kosmim yishme'u v'ata lochein nasan l'cha Hashem elokecha. And kol amamin v'dvarim there's another school of thought. We'll see, this is the school of thought of the majority of Rishonim. But there's another school of thought, the Rambam says, that people think that these things can be effective. It's just the Torah nevertheless ushered them. Eino elam in asichlim u'machasrei hadas u'v'chlal anashim ektanim she'im da'itan slayim. Aval bali ha'chachma v'tmimi hadas Yedu b'rayos b'ruos. Shekol elu advar m'shasra Torah. Einan divrei chachma elatohu behevel shenim shechu behem chaserei hada'as. V'natshu kol darche ha'emes b'lalan. Mepneze amra Torah. Kishiz hira al kol elu advar m'tamim tia im Hashem lokecha. So for the Rambam, there's nothing that's effective at the Torah asset. Anything that's aser in the Torah is shtuyot. And, you know, in a sense, if you could also say, so if we could prove its effectiveness, it's going to be mutter. Rambam might have a certain bar or threshold in terms of what he would think qualifies as proof, but if we could prove its effectiveness, it's going to be mutter. And the Torah didn't aser anything that's ineffective. So for the Rambam, we'll see, it's quite complex what his position is, but in a certain sense, it's simple, right? There's no such thing as an effective medicinal treatment, which is asa, certainly. Most Rishonim, and what we'll see more on this shortly, do think that there is effectiveness to certain types of things, to magic and the like. And still the Torah answered them. So in a sense, then we can't just say, it's not automatic that if it's effective, it's mutter. In other words, we couldn't, for the Rambam, we could say that when the Gemara says, kol sheyesh bo mishum refuah ein bo mishum darkei mori, means that if it's effective, it's mutter. That's not necessarily going to be true if you are of the school that there are things that are effective that the Torah nevertheless answered. So that's a point that we have to consider. There's a discussion, for example, what if it's a suffix, if it's a refuah, if it's effective. Again, if it's ineffective, it's going to be aser. That's if it's effective, it's mutter kol sheyesh bo mishum refuah ein bo mishum darkei mori. What if you're a suffix? So the Rashba says, why shouldn't that be mutter, right? I mean, maybe it's working. Why can't I take it ala safek? Rabbeinu Yonah, it's in Shari Tshuva, Fela Gimel, Os Kuf Dalet. It's quoted by the Ran in Shabbos, Dimasul Kol, as well as in the Beis Yosef, Simon Shin Aleph, in Or Chaim. Rabbeinu Yonah sounds like he's machmir in safek. You could take a refuah that's known to work, but if it's questionable, if it's effective, I think it probably means ever. In other words, if it's effective, I just don't know. Let's say it's effective in my case. I think then he would agree it's mutter. You know, I have a headache. like take an Advil. The Advil may or may not get rid of my headache. I don't know, but Advil is definitely an effective treatment of headaches. So I think even, I mean, you don't know what to say, it's okay. But let's say we don't know if this Advil or whatever, this particular therapy ever does anything. So then it's a suffix, living the illness, it's sasar. Rashba says, why should be asar? So you'll take it all a suffix, it should be mutter, especially if it's people of nefesh, that people of nefesh lahakel. I mean, the onus is it's asar. Rashi actually sort of sounds like it's asar as well. Rashi sounds like that's the machlokas hatanayim in Yuma about the liver for the rabid dog. And according to the Chachamim, it sounds like it would be asar. As I said, Rabbeinu Yonah is machmir as well. Could be that their debate is, how do you look at this? Rabbeinu Yonah says, Safik Isser, we have to be machmir. Rashba says, no. First of all, it might be Safik Pikuach Nefesh, but maybe even if it's not Pikuach Nefesh, once there's the possibility of its effectiveness, so then I don't have to worry that it's Isser, because I'm taking it al ha-Safik, that it might work. And that alone is enough. Anyhow, the Rashba has this long tshuva about this. And as I said, he's trying to figure out what's mutter and what's asar. He notes there are many things in the Gemara, all sorts of magical type remedies, we'll call them. And then he goes ahead and he says, but it's hard to be matir unless it's in the Gemara. But he notes that he says, very interesting, I need tama. Kishamati bebirur sheminag chaside Almania, which are chaside Ashkenaz, lasok bedivrei hashedim umashbienos son. Oh my gosh! Like, isn't that? How could that be mutter? Well, maybe you'll say because it's effective, right? Remember, our question is: once you're going to say it's effective, how do you determine what's mutter and what's aser? So some rishonim, like there's a Ran in one place. There's two places where the Ran has on this in drashos. Ran in one place says aser. What's aser is when you use sort of these harmful spiritual forces like shaydim. That's what's asr. That's for sure asr, even if it's effective, but it's still asr. So he says, but I heard that the Chassidei Ashkenaz even do that. The sovereign is sheyesh lomar d'maisa shaydim l'chod u'maisek shavim l'chod. So maybe we'll say actually, okay, kishuf is still asr, but shaydim is mutter. And he quotes Rashi about latehem and latehem. Libi megamgem. Kashar Kasavti, Bani Basi, Lasakin, he says, I don't know. I'm very hesitant. I don't know if that's right. What I wrote in this tshuva, I didn't write halacha l'maisa. I'm just trying to figure it out. And he concludes that it's hard to be make a l'maisa unless Chazal permitted these things. Others point out, even what Chazal permitted, you know, shouldn't. The Chavos Yair says, and the Chuvai sent yesterday, maybe we shouldn't be, we don't know what, we never do the Refuos and Chazal. We don't know what they mean. We don't know how to follow their directions. Things might have changed since the time of Chazal. The Rashba also brings up another issue. He says, one second. So it says that Kol Sheish Bo Mishum Refuah. So that means if doctors say it's okay, it's okay. So the Rashba says, well, who gave all the credibility to the doctor, right? Why are doctors and scientists the only ones believed? In other matters in halacha, we give credibility to everybody, right? If somebody, a woman tells me that the meat's kosher, I could believe her. So if a woman tells me that this particular remedy is effective, why can't I believe her? Yet, he notes in the Rambam things to say that you need scientists or doctors to tell you it's effective. So he's, Rambam himself sort of answers this question, which is that women have, not just women, like everybody has a bad track record on these things. So, you know, there's a long history of people of having false medicine. But that's one of the questions that, you know, the Rashba deals with. Who has credibility? You know, who is only Rofin believed? And he says, look, because we see that Chazal permit amulets, Chazal permit even to say times are auspicious and inauspicious, even though that seems to be classical Los Onenu. But Chazal say you shouldn't let blood on these days. Mishenichnas Av, You shouldn't have a court case with a guy in. Maybe we'll get back to Los Onenu. But he says it's so confusing because all the things that we seem, that Chazal seem to aser, they seem to do. One of the things the Rashba stresses is that kavana makes a very big difference. He says all medical treatments are only mutter if you have the right kavana. So if you think that you're being saved by the refuah, it's aser. He says it's a violation of tamim tiyam Hashem alokacha. If you think that Hashem is the merape, then the refuah could be mutter. He notes, interestingly enough, he says that if you learn like the Rambam, if you remember the Rambam quoted tamim tiyam Hashem alokacha. So tamim tiyam Hashem alokacha for the Rambam is just saying, don't be an idiot. But for me, it's not just an azhara, but it's also a haftacha, that if you follow what Hashem says to do, then you'll be okay. Because if you're following Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alkecha, you'll be foregoing things that are otherwise effective. If you saw, you know, the Rashba saying that Kavana makes a big difference when it comes to refuah, we sort of saw that also in the Marik, in the Tshuva that we all saw, right? He says that Kol Sheish Bo Mishum Refuah means if you're doing it L'Toeles, as opposed to L'Hizdamos L'Gayim, it's Mutter. Again, bringing up Kavana issue. So I'm sorry I've been very let's try to be a little more clear in this. Try to be a little more clear. So I think there's a couple of questions we need to answer. So are these things effective and are they aser? So as we saw, the Rambam says they're ineffective. If you think they're effective, so why did the Torah aser them? So there's a very interesting Sefer HaChinuch, and the Ramban says the same type of thing. The Sefer HaChinuch is Samach Beis and the Isser of Lo Lahachios Mechashef. The Ramban is in Dvarim Yudches Pasuk Tes. And the Chinuch basically says that the reason why it's usher, even though they're effective, lefi shehuba keneged chefetz Hashem, shehu chefetz bishuvav sheisnaik hakol v'derech hateva, shehutba b'tchila sabriya. And he compares it to kilayim. Kilayim, yeah, like work. And seemingly they might even produce fruitful results. But you're going against sort of the established order of things that Hashem made in the Bria. And that's wrong. And the same thing when you do these things. Shiyadua ki inyan hakishuf davara ad ma'od. The goreng, right? Shashem, it's not just because of the association with Avodah Zarah. But rather, Shashem Baruch Hu, b'tchila sabriya, l'chol davar v'davar, m'divei ha'olam, teva l'fol p'ulaso tova v'yishara, l'tovas b'nei ha'olam, asher bara, v'tziva kol echad l'fol p'ulo l'mineihu. And what does Kishuv do? Kishuv tries to undermine that, like, l'ma nikwa shema mechashvim makhishim pamal yishamat ma'ala. Hashem sort of has a certain ratzon, a design, a way the world is supposed to work. And you could thwart that. You could undermine it. That's also a koach in the Bria, that you could use these powers in the Bria for bad results. And that is why the Torah assert it. So what's mutter? So he quotes our Gemara. Ein lo asro mipnei tzad kishuf. If it's yesh bo mishum refuah, it's not asr. Acha sheyesh toeles bo matzui b'nisayon b'emes. Ein ze minatzdadim ha'asurim. The reason why the Torah prohibited kishuv and the things that are prohibited is because they're ultimately harmful. They might be effective in a certain sense. They have these power, but they're harmful to you. So if it can be shown to ayidei nisayon, experimentation, to work, so then it's bichlal, the mutter type of things, and the Torah did not aser it. Now, it's a little confusing, at least to me, because on the one hand, he says the Torah did prohibit effective tools because it's bad for us. But then he also says that if they're shown to be non-harmful, it's okay. What if I think it's non-harmful, but it involves these not so clear, right? But in the end of the day, he says that if the toeles bo matsui b'nisayon. In other words, it's been shown that these things are good for you, then it's mutter. And it's very interesting. In other words, so you need experience, you need evidence. Evidence-based medicine is important, not because if there's no evidence, you know, maybe it doesn't work, but then it would be usher, because it might be harmful. Very interesting. It's very interesting. And Rashba himself, he sort of shows that there's two approaches you could take. You know, either you could take the approach that they're effective, you take the approach of the Rambam that they're ineffective. There is a sort of a third approach that Reb Tzadok says very famously, and others, that they were once effective and they aren't anymore. In other words, he criticizes the Rambam, because the Rambam says none of these are effective. And he says, but one second, Chazal clearly thought these types of things were effective. So those are the only two options. Either they were effective and they are effective, or they were never effective. So Tzadok says they were once upon a time effective. He says that they could develop this more another time, but he says, you know, broadly speaking, there were sort of two stages in history. The first stage of history was a time of overt spirituality, and that came with Nisim. In those days, there were Nisim Gluyim, and the Nisayon was Avodah Zarah. Nobody was an atheist, but it was to get involved in false forces or alternative spiritual forces, Kishuf and the like. That's what the Nisayon was. There were Nisim Gluyim, there was Nivua Sheker. And sort of the second, that was maybe we could say through by Yesheni, with Pisuk, Nivua and the like. So we have a different Nisayon nowadays. It's, you know, these spiritual forces sort of died out. These negative spiritual forces, the positive spiritual forces. We have no Taiva Vodazara anymore either, but we don't have Nivua. There's no magic and the like. So maybe what was once upon a time, these types of things were true. They're not true anymore. In a sense, you know, the Rambam is right and the Rashba was right. The Rashba is right that clearly these things, Chazal thought these were true and they were true. There's a Vart that they say from... Yeah, but that was they were at the end of that tradition transition. Yeah, because you still see that there were much more positive spiritual possibilities then, and also negative. There were all sorts of nisim that took place in the times of the Gemara also, that don't seem to happen anymore. I mean, you don't certainly not as frequently. There's a Kutzker, I think it's the Kutzker, who said that once the Rambam passed over here, it doesn't work anymore. It didn't work anymore. Okay. Can't argue with the Rambam. So that was it. So anyway, but one way or the other, let's turn to Shitas Rambam, and then we'll try to talk about Lemaisa. What do we say about these things? The Rambam talks about this in a lot of places. We'll talk about a number of these texts, try to figure out what he says. It's very interesting because there's sort of one place where he doesn't talk about it, which is very striking, and I don't really have an answer why, but it makes it very confusing, which is this Gemara that we're trying to figure out. Kol sheyesh bo mishum refuah, ein bo mishum dar gemara, does not appear in Mishnah Torah. That klal. He does mention it in Pirush Mishnayos. He mentions it in Mar Nevuchim, certainly. But it's striking, it's strange, because we're trying to figure out what does that klal mean for the Rambam, and the problem is he doesn't pass in that klal in the Mishnah Torah. I think he assumed it was correct. It's not a machloka, it's Ravin Abaye. But why doesn't he pass in it? So that's especially in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, it's missing. So let's look at some of the places where the Rambam does talk about it, and we'll try to figure out what he says. So in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Tes Halacha Yud Gimel, He paskins that you're allowed to go outside with the Beit Zachargal and the Shein HaShual and the Masmer HaTzalov. And he writes, Uvachol davar shetolon oso mishum refuah, v'hu shiomru arofim shumawil. So, on the one hand, we can't possibly say for the Rambam that, seemingly, that all refuah skulit are asar. Because the Rambam paskins that it's mutter to wear the fox's tooth. On the other hand, he also adds a condition. And this condition is I presumably a codification of Kol Sheyesh Bo Mishum Refuah, right? Which is he's adding Vehu Shiyomu HaRofim Shumoil, right? That is, if we, I said before, the Rambam doesn't codify the din of Kol Sheyesh Bo Mishum Refuah Ein Bo Mishum Darkei Amori explicitly in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. In Hilchos Avodah Zarah, he doesn't say it, but here in Hilchos Shabbos he does. I think that's what he must mean, right? He's saying Vehu Shiyom HaRofim Shumoil. So if the doctors tell you that it is, you know, medically effective to carry a shein of the shu'al, then it's mutter. It could be, as the Rambam is going to say in Mor Nevuchim, that those doctors were wrong. The reason why Chazal matired it is because the doctors were telling them that it's mo'il, and then it is mutter. So if you want to know whether something is yesh bo mishum darkei mori or not, so what do? You ask the doctors. And so in the time of the Mishnah, you know, they asked the doctors, and the doctors told them that wearing this, you know, the fox tooth is mo'il. So then it was mutter. And I would imagine that, you know, if nowadays the Rambam might say it's usher to wear the fox's tooth, because nowadays, if we ask doctors, they would say it's not mo'il. The Rambam says like this in the Perush Mishnayos over there, halacha k'Rabbi Yosi, that's matir the masmer tzalov and the like. There's a tricky issue over there because the Rambam, the Yerushalmi, also had a different girsa in that Mishnah. We don't have Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah, but the Rambam had it, I think, as machlokas Rabbi Yosi and Remeir, so therefore the halacha is going to be like Rabbi Yosi, salach Rabbi Yosi, that it's mutter to do these things, mishum refuah, ki ha'ikr etzleinu, kol sheyesh bo mishum refuah, ein bo mishum darkei hamori, v'alzeh lo nemar kasav lo selchu b'chukos agayim. So first of all, very important, the Rambam here tells us that what would the isser have been if the doctors don't say it's mutter? Sorry, it's effective. What's the isser? Chukosem lo selechu. So any treatment that doctors say is not mo'il is aser al b'chukosem lo selechu. And that's what Darkei Mori is, right? Which is consistent with what we saw in Sefer Mitzvos, where he said that Darkei HaMori is a violation of Bechukosei Moshe Lechu, Mosase Lamed. So the Rashba, the Rambam writes that if doctors say it's Mo'il, then it's Mutter. And if not, it's Aser because of Darkei HaMori. Right. See, it's from Hilchos Shabbos alone in the Mishneh Torah, you could have said that you need the Rofim to say it's Mo'il to be Matir Hotzah, right? Not that it would otherwise be Aser Alts B'chukosein Lo Seilechu. So from the Mishneh Torah itself, you can't prove very much. You could say maybe the whole question is, if the doctors say it's effective, then it's Mutter into Alts Hotzah. And if the doctors don't say it's effective, it's Aser Alts Hotzah. But it would be Mutter on Tuesday, right? Because that's actually what he's talking about. He says you're allowed to carry the Shein HaShual if on Shabbos. It's not Aser Al Totzah if the doctors say it works. So from the Mishnah Torah, you can't. Maybe you could say, even if the doctors say it doesn't work, it's Mutter on Tuesday, just Aser on Shabbos. But from the Perush HaMishnayos, it's clear not that way. From the Perush HaMishnayos, it's clear that it's not just that it would be Aser on Shabbos, but it would even be Aser on Tuesday. Okay, so that's sort of source 1A and 1B. Yeah?
What about the halachas about kameya that you can't wear it outside till it's been beduka menusa? But that's what I was talking about. Strictly talking about hotzah, you can be bodek and menasa it on right. Tuesday.
You have the Rambam Paskins that. So, what are you proving from there?
No. So I'm saying
that's the Rambam doesn't Paskin that din. The Rambam Paskins that din in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. We'll get there in a moment. Hilchos Shabbos also.
That's your
dal. Right. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Your dal, not Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Yeah. He says over there, Yotze Isha Be'Eved Tkuma, V'Yotze B'Kameya Mumcha, V'Ezu B'Kameya Mumcha, Zeh Sheripe L'Shosh Bnei Adam. Fine, fine, fine. So what do you want to prove from there?
Well, how can it be Meduka unless people have tried it? Unless you're saying you rely on Avar Yonim or going to try it, and then you can use it yourself.
It was interesting the fact question. I mean, however,
I would think you can use it when there's no problem of hotzah, and once you because you can use it on a trial. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't work. And once it's Beduka,
right? But that's again from what he writes in Hilchos Shabbos. That's certainly a plausible interpretation. But it's not a plausible interpretation in terms of what he says in Perashat Mishnayos, because there he says explicitly that it's not it's not just aser alts hotzah without the doctor's approval. It's aser alts bechukosei mosei lechu. So again, I agree with what you're saying in terms of Mishnah Torah. If I didn't have what he said in Pirshim Mishnayos, I would have. I actually did read it your way, but after I read what he said in Pirshim Mishnayos, I think that's not a plausible read. And the reason why he says it this way is because of the Gemara. The Gemara says that if it's not beduka, it's aser al tzbechukosei mosei lechu.
Is that talking about kamiyas, or is that talking about a modality of refuah?
Talking about refuos. We could talk about if kamiyas are different. It's an interesting question, if kamiyas are different or not. We'll see. The Shulchan Aruch is mechalik between refuos and kamiyas. And the question is why. So that might be correct. We'll get to that. The Rambam did not say, and I think here your what you're saying is correct. The Rambam, while the Rambam said using refuah she'ena beduka is an iser d'oraisa, he says a kamea that's not a kamea mumcha is aser al totah. He didn't specify that that's an iser d'oraisa. So what you're suggesting might be correct, that there's a chiluk between kameos and refuos. That's certainly a possibility. Okay. Turning to
one might say the kameos and bichlau are refuah, but if a specific kamea, it has to be baduk before it can use.
So that's the approach of some. That's Mishnah Berurah says something along those lines, that kameos have been proven to be effective, and therefore the threshold is lower. Now, as we know, kameos work. So now the question is this particular Kamei writer good enough? So that's one, you know, that's a derech that you could go to explain why Kameos would be different. Correct. Oh, we'll get there. Bezras Hashem. Okay. So in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, he writes like this in the Rambam. Misha Nashcho Akrav. Onachash mutter lilchosh al makom haneshicha v'afil b'shabbes kedei liyashiv daito l'chazek libo. Afalpi she'ein hadaver ma'il klum ha'il umesukan hu hetiru lo kedei shelo titrav daito alav. So we're matir this, even though it's a bunch of narishkeit, because we don't want him to lose his mind. In other words, this is a concept we know also from Hilchos Shabbos. We allow if a blind woman asks the doctor to light a fire because she's worried that he won't have enough light, we permit it. Because if the doctor needs the light, he could do it. The doctor doesn't need the light, but still, we don't want her to get hysterical. And so to over here, being lochesh al hamaka is, or for an akrav or the like, is mutter. He says it's mutter ho'el umesukan. It's mutter b'makom sakana. Now, it's not clear from here what we're matir. Are we saying that otherwise it would be aser al tzbechukosei mosei lechu when we're matiring that? What is the yeser? Are we being, maybe we're being matronist or drabbanon? This is something that Meiri considers, that these types of things that aren't connected to Avodah Zarah in any way, but are also ineffective, are normally asur midrabbanan, but they're matir kadesh lo titrof daito. Could just be we're matir, when he says yitiru lo, we mean altsilcha Shabbos, because you're not allowed to say silly words on Shabbos, and they're matir that, but it doesn't sound that way exactly, though the Kesef Mishnah and Beis Yosef suggests that possibility. So that's the next source. In other words, what is clear is the Rambam does say that there are certain types of things that are ineffective, would ordinarily be usher, but we are matir shalo titrav daito. Okay, next source. And this is probably the main source, other than the Mishnah Torah and the Mernevuchim. The Pirush Mishnah is in Yoma. So according to the Rambam, there's Machlokas Tanayim in Meseches Yuma, whether basically refuah skulit works. Is it begadah refuah or not? And therefore, is it asur or mutter? So the context over there, someone gets bitten by a rabid dog. According to the Chachamim, on Yom Kippur, we can't give him to eat from Isser, because it doesn't work. It's ineffective. And that's because it's refuah skuli, and refuot skuliot are ineffective. And Rabbi Masia ben Farish says it's mutter, and we don't paskin that way. That's basically what he says. Now, again, from here it's unclear, but I would say the general implication is that the only reason why we're not matir refuah skuli is because it would be usher for some other reason, like nevela or Yom Kippur or the like, right? I'll just read you what he says. V'ein halacha k'Rabbi Masi ben Chayrish shehitir l'ha'achil es ha'adam b'yom tzom kippur yoseres kaved shel l'kalev shote im nashach mepnei she'enu mo'il ela b'derach skula v'chachamim omrim ein ovrim al mitzvah ela b'ripoy bilvad shu davar barur shehigayon v'anisayon ha'pashut mechuyavim oso. The only time you're allowed to violate an iser in order to be healed is for things that are hahigayon v'hanisayon hapashut mechayvim oso. Aval haripui biskulos lo, lefish inyanam chalush, lo yichayvu hahigayon v'nisyono rachok. In other words, refuaskuli doesn't make sense mitzad higayon, and in terms of nisayon, it's very shach nisayon, right? It hasn't been shown to be effective in a convincing manner, and it doesn't make sense that it should work. And therefore, it's usher to do when that particular refuah is usher for some reason. So he doesn't say, however, he doesn't say that it's usher on if there's no to do a refuah fully across the board. From here, the implication you get is that refuah skuli is mutter, even though it's stupid, but it's mutter. It's not a violation of chukos emosei lecho, except you can't violate an iser in the treatment of the patient for that reason. Now, you could say that asked, well, doesn't this contradict what he says in Shabbos? Because in Shabbos, he's matir refuah skuli. And there, you're even violating an iser because you're doing hotzah. So there are a number of approaches to ask answering this question. The Rashba, the Radvaz, everyone asks this question in the Rambam. I would think the simplest answer is that even though in Shabbos, it's a refuah skuli, but that wasn't a refuah skuli because we only matir it because the Rofim said it worked. In other words, that was conventional medicine as opposed to unconventional medicine. It's debunked conventional medicine, but it's still conventional medicine.
I'm quoting the Dinkin of Gemara, which you would say is not true in
so,
the 1100s.
So I think so. That's, to me, the easiest answer to Rambam. Now, you are right. That's fair. And that's why the Rashba does not like this possibility. And I am sensitive to that. But Lamaisa, even in Ochel Shabbos, he's not entirely saying it Lamaisa. He's saying it's mutter if the doctors say it's okay. So, and moreover, in the Marne Vuchim, which we're about to read in 1 second, because there he addresses this more explicitly, but he writes that point. Valyiksha alecha ma shehetiru mehem kimas meratzala v'shena shu'al, ki advarim hahem bizman ahu hayu choshvim bahem shotzi osam hanisayon bayu mishum refuah. In other words, they thought they did whatever nisayon they did, and they said, yeah, this is qualified, right? The Rofim say it's mutter. And that's what they thought. Okay, they didn't know better. But we've advanced in the last 1,000 years, and now we know that those things have not been demonstrated with Nisayon. The Rambam is consistent, meaning to say that when he's matir the Shein Shu'al in Hilchos Shabbos, it's because the Rofim say. And he tells you what Rofim say means. Rofim means it works out higayon and nisayon. So they, yes, the Chachamim thought that way. And you're right. Is he paskining a din that's wrong in his time? Sort of, but not entirely, because he adds that kinage. In other words, I'm not just paskin the Mishnah kiputo, that you're allowed to go out in the Shein Shu'al, then your question, Dani, is a pircha. But he doesn't. He says that it's mutter because if the rofim say it's mutter. So if they don't say it's mutter, then they don't.
But then
the Yom
should be amecha.
Oh, so that's the problem. The problem is, and that's correct. That's why I'm saying I am not bothered by as much by the kasha that the Rashba asks. I'm more bothered by, I mean, maybe the Rashba would also be bothered by this, but I'm more bothered by that problem, which is Per Shemishnayis, he says it's a violation of Chukosein, Osei Leichu. In Shabbos. Right. But, just 1 second, but in the Perish Mishnayis and Shabbos, it sounds like the violation of Chukos Hem Losei Lechu. But in the Perish Mishnayis and Yuma, in the Perish Mishnayis and Yuma, he sounds like it's only Aser Alts Achila B'Yom Kippur, right? So that is, I think, that to me, that's a little different than the question that the Radvaz and the Rashba were bothered by. But it's along similar lines. But that's where I'm getting stuck, like Yoni said.
So yeah. But the Gemara says that anything that if it, I forget the question of Gemara, but if it's Darkei Mori, but it works as a refuah, so it's mutter.
Right.
So then the Gemara is assuming it is Darkei Mori.
No, the Gemara is saying it's not Darkei Mori if it works.
But here the Rambam saying something which again, so here you're saying which does not work. But it would be, I'm saying if it doesn't.
The Rambam and Yoma sounds like.
The Rambam and Ruchim says that the.
Well, so let's read a little more in the Rambam and Ruchim to get to the problem. Because that's really, and the crux of this question is going to debate on how you read the Rambam and Ruchim. And the Rashba uses a little bit of a pun. He says, I'm nafuch to how to understand this Rambam and Rambam and Ruchim. So let's read what he says and we'll try to figure it out. So. He writes, Kimashi Yomar Shahumawil, Mimasha Lo Yigzor Oso Hayuna TV, Avano Heglafida Atam Kimin Hagas Kulot, Vakochot, Amyuchadot, Bu Amru, Bechukosem, Velosel Chukosagari. Behem Asher Yikre Zal Darkei Mori. So Lishitaso, that Darkei Mori is also Chukosem Losei Lecho, and you're in violation of that when you do these skulot. The kochot hamiuchadot, right? So that's basically totally consistent with what he says in the Perish Mishnayis and Shabbos. Again, not clear how that stems with the Perish Mishnayis in Yoma, right? Mepnei shem sifei masek shafim shehem darim shelo yigzurim hakesh tivi, right? These are things that are non-scientific, achem moshrim l'mazir kishuf. Da-da-da. V'amru b'feirish. Kol sheyesh bo mishum refua, en bo mishum darkei mori. Rotzim b'zeh. Shekol ma sheyegziruhu ha'iyun ha-tivi, hu mutar, bezulati asur. Right? So you're in violation of b'chukosem lo seilechu. If it's not nigzar al yedei ha'iyun ha-tivi. L'achein, kasher, and then he quotes all Gemara and Shabbos, and he says that's exactly what the Gemara and Shabbos says. The Gemara says, why could you put the sicker around the tree? And it says, oh, it's for a different reason. Ah, then he says, but don't ask me from Masech Shabbos that you're allowed to wear Shein Hatzal, you're allowed to wear the fox tooth. And he says, that's because they thought, Hayu Choshvim Bam Shotzi Osam HaNisayon, Vehu Mishum, Vayu Mishum Refua. Because they thought that was effective. Now, the Rashba points out that there's a stira here within this very paragraph. Because at the beginning, he says the only things that are mutter are things, and then he says, after quoting the Man Shabbos, that it's also mutter if it could be proven to work. So he's very troubled by that. He thinks it's a stira. Again, to me, I would say it's not a stira, because anything that could be shown to be effective is it's rational to follow that, even if you don't understand why it works. Now, as the Rambam is saying, that you're in violation of chukos ha'am lo seilechu if you're acting in an irrational manner, and it makes sense. Like the Rashba himself writes, Rashba points out, there's lots of things in nature. We don't know why they work. He talks about like magnetism and compasses and things like that. We can't figure out why these things work. And, you know, maybe nowadays we know why magnets work, but there's still all sorts of mysterious things. There are conventional medical cures that scientists have no idea why they work. We just know that they work. So as long as it's rational, it could be rational because we could sort of explain why it works. Or even if not, it's still rational if we could demonstrate that it does work. And therefore, he's saying, so in the times of Chazal, they thought that they had demonstrated the effectiveness of the fox tooth. So how to deal with the diuk from Yuma, that's really the problem in the Rambam. I don't know. I mean, I think that the other diukim are much stronger. On one hand, you could say, well, you know, we don't paskin from Mar Nevuchim, even though it's clear here he's talking about a halacha, right? He's talking about the gather of the Yisr. He's not like, you know, theorizing about the nature of the, you know, the reasons for the mitzvah. He's explaining a gemara. I think that the diuk in the Mar Nevuchim, or it's explicit Mar Nevuchim, and the diuk from the Pesach Shnayis and Shabbos is sort of stronger than the diuk from Yuma. In other words, in Yuma, he says, we're not matir the Isser unless it could be proven to work. And it happens to also be Asar on Tuesday, though that's not his focus over there, because that's not the context of that Mishnah. But, you know, is there a dochak in there? Yeah. I don't have a way that without zero dochaks.
The doctors are saying you should do this, but it hasn't been saying it's, there's no higayon to it. It's a skula, and we still know raho. The doctors think this works the same way they thought.
But I think that because I think he would say that you are machal, you do eat it if the doctors say it works.
Why? That's an objection. It only works if there's skula for that reason.
Oh, so you're suggesting an answer, an interesting answer, which is that there are three, if there are three categories. There's conventional medicine, which is mutter to do an iser. There's unconventional but proven medicine, which is mutter, but you can't violate an iser for it, except for maybe Hotzad Rabbanan, but at least not an iser del Raisa, right?
Right. He probably thinks that doesn't actually work with the doctor.
Right, or that doesn't matter, right? Where we want to know what the halacha is. So,
and what the doctors recommend, but hasn't been proven.
So doctors are not saying it works, but they're recommending it.
But by the way, is it clear that
Just one second. The problem, I think, and maybe that's a good reading. I didn't think about that. I think it's a little bit of a dochak because the standard in Yuma almost seems to be the same as the standard in Mor Nevuchim, except the standard in Yuma is being said for one thing to be matir an iser, you know, like eating on Yom Kippur, and the standard in Mor Nevuchim is being said to so as not to violate. But that's because and he didn't, you know, for your pshat to be right, he should have said, and because the Ikra Chasman HaSefer, he should have said in Yuma, and the doctor said to do it, even though. Right? He didn't say that.
He's focusing on the Yisrael Yom Kippur.
I understand. But that's a tremendously important chiddush, which is that you're not allowed to violate Yom Kippur, even though the doctor said so. And you know, normally we say you listen to the doctors, right? It's very much Ikar Chasam and Asefer. That's a tremendously important detail, which isn't said. So I think that's a difficulty. Okay, but let's go on. Again, there's certainly a lot more we could say over here. As I said, there are differing approaches in the Rambam on this. The Radvaz, Chelake Kuf Nun Gimel, thinks the Rambam prohibited all Rifuah Skuli based off of that, you know, what he says in Mor Nevuchim. The Rashba, as I said, Bidasa Rambam, seems to think more like we were saying that the Rambam might allow proven refuah skuli. Why, if something could be proven to be effective, it would be aser. But there is a debate in the Rambam what he held about proven refuah skuli. Al halacha. So if we look at Or Chaim Siman Shin Aleph Sif Chav Zayin, this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. A yotzin bebeitzas achargol uveshen shel shual uvemasmer hatzalov bein b'chol bein b'shabbes bein b'mishem darkei mori v'chem kol davar shum mishem refua aval im osim ma'ase ve'ein nikar bo shum
It seems your line is muted. Period.
Okay. Sorry about that. So you didn't hear anything I was saying. We were just saying
last several
going
minutes.
To the Shulchan Aruch. Right. Okay. Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch has two deos about incantations that haven't been proven, and we talked about why there's a machlokas. Generally speaking, the Shulchan Aruch says that the only type of medicine that's mutter is if it's nikar shiyesh bo mishum refuah. And here we saw machlokas mishavur and aruch shulchan about how what you need to be considered nikar. The Mishnah Berurah says it's only if Yomru HaYodim Shulirifu, it's enough. The Aruch HaShulchan says that it's only mutter if it's Nis'ametz Etzlam HaNisayon Shemo'il. So you need more, you need evidence-based medicine. Well, what is evidence-based medicine is unclear. You know, what defines is that? There's a tshuva from the Shevet HaLevi Chelek HaSimon Mem Hei where he talks about homeopathic medicine. And he says it's mutter if it could be proven to be effective. And then he says he doesn't even know if it's clear that homeopathic medicine should be considered refuah skuli. And if it is refuah skuli, you have a higher threshold in terms of proving it. There's a lot more to say in this topic. And I don't really have time now. I'm going to just say a couple of things very quickly. Number one is, I think that obviously, if there's any type of connection between a particular therapy and idolatry or magic or the like, it's going to be Aser. If there's no known connection to magic or other types of things, but it hasn't a level of being proven to be effective scientifically, so that would seem to be a machlokas rishonim. The Rambam sounds like it's aser. Others, rishonim, don't have such a high threshold, perhaps most. The among poskim, you know, it's a little bit unclear. Like I said, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be a little more mako, Aruch HaShulchan, a little more machmir. I think that besides the iser, you know, there is certainly a tremendous hubris sometimes among doctors, like they have all the answers and there's no other thing that works. A danger when it comes to conventional methods, even if they're not a violation of the Chukos Ein Motzei Lechu. The Shulchan Aruch writes that eating on Yom Kippur, if the doctor says the cholah should eat, you eat. If the chola says I should eat, then I should eat, then he should eat. If the chola says I should do something, but the doctor says it's dangerous, you don't allow him to do it. And how do you determine, you know, what doctors? So if there's a machlokas among doctors, then you follow Rav doctors. And Rav Moshe was once asked, Rav Heinemann was asked by a woman, she wanted to do a conventional treatment. And for cancer. And she asked Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe says, no, you have to do chemotherapy because Rove doctors say it works. And it's us or not to. And there's a danger because it's not just besides the issue of, even if there's no violation, which, as we've seen, is not clear, but generally speaking, the halacha does recognize medical consensus and it's not pashut. You know, a lot of times when the unconventional techniques are being followed, it's against the directions of conventional medicine. And then it could be also for a different reason besides. Anyway, we have to stop here. Sorry I went late. And Abez Hashem, we will pick up next week. So very quickly, take your svarim and we'll daven right now.